take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2459783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Bless you all on Christmas Day.
But once a year.
And when it comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm the Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Thanks, okay, put the red light off.
And this is Johnny Little just saying good night to you all. And God bless you.
Right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad? Hey, Basha.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basha.
Now at 12:01, according to the very same WMFO digital clock. Oh, it's totally different. There's not an analog clock in here. You are still listening to your freeform radio station and Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm January and she's Melinda. And we're about to bring to you the heap big Christmas Mad Lib. I feel like maybe I can still do a little. Bubbles in the Think Tank may contain material which could be considered offensive or unsuitable to some listeners. If you feel like you are such a listener, please tune away at this time and come back at 1 a.m. when somebody else will bring you something completely different at that time. If you feel like you may be offended or unsuited, you're welcome.
We like to unsuit the listeners around here.
Oh, you know, sometimes things just never goes away. It just lays in the recesses of your mind until you start to say it, and then all of a sudden that disclaimer is mixed in with the Pledge of Allegiance and the Nicene Creed and a whole bunch of other stuff in the back of my Catholic schoolgirl mind. But it did the job. So
it really did.
It's amazing.
So we're just going to see how all this rolls.
You know, that's all we can do, B. I'm not even worried about it. I think it's going to be great.
You know, one of the wonders of being a WMFO for these years is that technical challenges have been minimal.
Right.
Compared to what we were accustomed to.
Sometimes
in that moist, cavernous bosom of the Majestic.
Sometimes we would not have power. Sometimes we would not have heat and or air conditioning or either or both. Oftentimes, no running water.
But you'd have to go up two stories for it to get to anyway.
That's true. I can't believe I made it to the restroom and here and back in under a minute.
Isn't that nice here?
I dashed a little bit.
But that you can, you know.
But I dashed. It
was
fine.
But even still.
It was fine.
You're not even winded.
No. I came back and you were like, you do the thing. And I did the thing and it was fine.
It's wonderful. We love being a WMFO.
However, occasionally things are going to come up that even the amount of control that you and I have, some things are in fact beyond our control. I know it's hard to believe between the two of us that there are still things.
And during final season at Tufts University.
During Reed Week.
What is this?
What
Reed
does that mean?
I never got Reed Week.
Oh, you kids with your...
Nobody ever gave me extra time
Lime,
to read.
Scooters and killing Applebee's. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on in this world anymore.
But we realized that there was a little bit of a challenge with the phones, getting them onto the board here this week.
It's
phones work.
That's such a positive, constructive way of saying
but
it.
They don't go to the board.
No.
So, you know, so they're good for something, but not other things.
So, you know.
So we came up with a whole different solution while we were during the Beatles there. Thank you, Beatles. The Beatles are so good for so many things.
They really helped us solve a little.
They've gotten us through any number of problems over the years.
Help.
And they did. 65, that's about right.
Yeah.
So ignore the phone number we put in the original invite for this event.
Nonsense,
and
I tell
posted,
you.
I've posted the new correct phone number over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. So we're about ready to
start.
And
we're going to say it to you again.
Yes,
several
but not
times.
Yet, because it's too soon.
Right.
So settle your hash over there.
What? I don't... You can't tell me.
Because we're going to sacrifice you anyway, so, you know, don't even worry about it.
I haven't sacrificed anybody in a
year. I know,
year.
This is going to be the quietest sacrifice ever. Because it's just going to be... Boop.
I'm going to slam it, though. I like picking up the
Well,
receiver.
you can slam anything, because it doesn't matter what it's going to be, so to speak.
All right.
So, we're about to start this evening's... Heap Big Christmas Bad,
so
Volume 4, Number 1. It's the only time of the year where you know what the content of the Mad Lib is.
Ever anymore and before.
And period.
Still accurate.
So, of course, the Christmas Mad Lib. Christmas Mad Lib. Well, if you know, do you know what Mad Libs are? That's always the start of the conversation now that we don't do it every week. Mad Libs were a book. Created by Leonard Stern and Roger Price way back in the 50s. and they were these travel books.
Yes.
Stories Fun. With words left out, blanks put in their place with the part of speech underneath the blank. And they've become much more in vogue over the years, which is so hard to believe because they almost went belly up. You know,
right.
20 years ago, but now they're like everywhere again. But so
they found
so
a the niche.
The whole concept was January Ferry and I would be in the back seat with our parents when we were 5 years old. Okay,
right.
I guess I would have been 10 and you would have been 1, something like that.
That
somewhere
sounds right.
in that range.
Yeah.
And one of us would have the book and ask the other one for a noun, an adjective, a verb. And we'd write those things into the book and we read the story back at the end and hopefully it would be funny. Well, the JF and I did that. Well, I did it for a really long time. Some
and
people
I did
it
for even longer.
Some people did it longer before me. Some people did it longer after me. But all told, this has been going on for 35-ish years.
Right.
And the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib happens only once a year, of course.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
Which is plenty. You'll see.
But it's the only Mad Lib of the year where anyone would ever know what the content of the Mad Lib was. Of course, it
That's
is the
correct.
Poem, "Twas the Night Before Christmas," also known as "A Visit from Saint Nick." We've done this poem 3 times before over the past 35 years.
Unbelievable.
But each year, every entry that gets removed and added back in gets saved until... By 17 years on,
it's time
the poem is utterly unrecognizable. Last year, though, we decided we were going to retire Volume 3 and go to Volume 4 this year. So this is Volume 4, Number 1.
Fresh start.
The last entry, though, of course, will be all the entries from all of the previous years. And
it
you
rolls.
Will know exactly what that entry is when you get there, if you have half a clue. And maybe not even that much. So that's where we're going. We're about.
If you have been introduced to pop culture in any way, shape, or form in the last ever, you might know. Maybe.
So we're about to jump into this Mad Lib game, and we're going to, you know, it's not going to be like last year.
No.
We've already made that decision, too.
We've already cut some things. We've already made executrix decisions on the matter.
We have done those things, but we're going to get this thing going. So the new number for the night.
Yes.
If you would like to use your telephone to call in to the Mad Lib game, your number tonight will be 617. And like I said, this is over on Facebook. 617-612-LOVE. L-O-V-E 5683. Because that's how we feel about it.
Oh, we love it.
Or if you'd like to Skype us, you can do that at Belinda, B-I-T-T-T, for Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's
Belinda,
right.
B-I-T-T-T, on Skype. No cameras, please. Because you're not going to get
you're
it from
not
us.
Getting it.
So,
you
we are ready to begin this Mad Lib game with the sacrificial caller. We're ready to take the sacrificial caller at 617-612-LOVE or on Skype, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T. Now you can do it.
Do it.
We'll let you do it. We'll hang up on you. But please, do it. Do it now. Because it's really your only chance to get 2 calls. Because, of course, the guidelines include 1 call per caller.
Per caller.
If you're a man.
Yes.
Female callers have unlimited calls.
Unlimited calls for the ladies.
Let's see here. If you get a number or a letter, you get two entries. I mean, I can't even remember if there's a number or a letter in here, but that's possible.
Yes, there is number.
But I don't know if I put one in.
Oh, maybe not this one, but in the...
Oh, there are numbers in there, but I don't remember if I put one in.
Right.
Because that's like two nights ago now.
That's so long ago. So
missed call, but...
Already.
But I never heard, it didn't pop up on my screen. Somebody do that again.
Ring-a-ding.
Let's do this again. Oh, stop this. Why is this so hard? Technical challenges are challenging. Okay, we're taking the sacrificial call right now.
All right.
Gone.
Done.
And now for the initial call.
Very exciting. 617-612-LOVE.
Hello.
Hello, Belinda.
Hi there. Chris.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome as the initial caller to the Heat Bay Christmas Mad Lib.
How are you?
With that, I'm trying to listen. I got my radio up too loud.
You have to turn it down.
With us going all Skype, I'm not exactly sure what your technical ramifications will be. So if anybody wants to learn the rest of the listeners out there tonight... Please do so.
If you want to learn them up. Learn them up real good.
I'm going to try and help out. I'm heading there to try and help out.
Oh, to try to get the phones back up and running?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry about it. We've got
this. By the time the thing is the thing, it won't even be the thing
anymore.
Yeah,
we don't want to switch numbers mid-show. That's like the big thing. Don't want to switch numbers mid-show. Okay. We've already had to switch them once. We're not going there again.
We're just rolling with
it.
Not
that we wouldn't love to see your pretty little face. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you. But,
of course, this is Chris Major, who filled in for us a couple times during the summer.
Yes, hello.
One of our favorite substitutes, one of our favorite eight substitutes of the summer.
Thank you.
It was a magical rotation, I will
say
that.
It really was.
It's nice to have people that you can count on.
It was spectacular having all the loving help that we had this year. And I really appreciate you very much.
As do I.
I like how every one of the subs brought their own different flavor to the show. You know,
yep.
Chris
I've
does
had a fun time doing a show.
Chris does strike the box here on WMFO every week, and he came in and he definitely gave it more of a garage and psych feel.
Nice.
Really loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody did something different, and it was really a nice thing. So thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm glad to be the first caller in.
Yeah. Well, that means you get to be here to start the Mad Lib music,
it's
which January
true.
Fairy is going to introduce here.
So it's never gotten old to me in the 6+ years now that I've been coming to WMFO about the amazing collection that is here in-house. So I like being able to just wander into the other room and say like, hey, guess what? I'm going to find some stuff. And tonight I did. So Mad Lib music, we typically try and pick something that is instrumental that will be good. Ambient, weird, undertone-y music. So we can still talk, but it's still a part of the scene. So this
it's the
evening,
only time we do the music bed at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're not one of those one of those shows that does it all the time. We like to keep it for the Mad Lib.
So
exactly.
I went and picked out a little something from the New Age section. It is John Hassell, Dream Theory in Malaya. And the only thing that I really found on it that I felt was interesting, there is, of course, Sharpie all the way across the back that says WMFO. But most importantly, someone also with the same Sharpie went into the credits section of this album and just largely circled Brian Eno's name with a big black Sharpie. So John Hassell is trumpet on all tracks. And there's a whole bunch of other people on it. And then it says, Brian Eno, drums. But they circled him out of everybody else that's involved on this album. And I like Brian Eno, so that's fine.
And we're doing this straight from vinyl tonight.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since we had a straight from vinyl Mad Lib music here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is recorded in Hamilton, Ontario, in 1981. Dream Theory in Malaya is titled after a paper by visionary anthropologist Kilton Stewart, who in 1935 wrote a remarkable something rubbed off the back of the record that I can't read. it. There's like where the record was. Something Aborigines, whose happiness and well-being were linked to their morning custom of family dream-telling, where a child's fearful dream of failing was praised as a gift to learn to fly the next night, and where a dream song or dance was taught to a neighboring tribe to create a common beyond differences of customs. That's it. And then the rest of it is just like a bunch of garbage that got rubbed off because this album is 37 years old. So, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful and weird.
Just the way we like just it here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was so great. I went over and grabbed it and I was like, and done. So that's what we'll be listening to in the background this evening.
See, Chris, you're here for all the important stuff.
You're here for the perfunctory effort. And you're here also in real life.
Oh, and he's here in the studio. This is going to be too much.
So you're also here for part of the other stuff, which is Think Tank Roll Call. Mm-hmm. Sound off now.
Belinda.
January Ferry.
Say your name. You're here now.
And Chris.
There you go.
So he's on the phone and in the studio. It's been a long time since we've had this occurrence, too.
You know, if ever was going to happen, the Christmas Mad Lib is probably the time that it was going to go down. So
we should just jump right in here since Chris is in the studio and get him to give his initial entry.
Yes.
And this one is super important because it's the initial entry in Volume 4.
I know. This is the kickoff.
You are starting a whole new volume of the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib, Chris. So I'm very excited to have you give the initial entry tonight, which is a plural article of clothing.
Of clothing?
A plural article of clothing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. And he's coming all the way to microphone. Now, this is totally breaking the rules, but we're going to do it anyway.
Four?
Yep, you're up.
Okay, so What am I supposed to say?
You're going to give us a plural article of clothing.
Plural, huh? Okay. Panties?
Exactly. That's exactly how this game works.
A very popular choice, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
I had to run up the stairs, so.
Which I'm impressed to say, we didn't hear you breathing heavily coming up the stairs at all. And we've hung up on listeners for that before.
Well, the reverse is not true.
I came to like rescue the phone lines, so.
And I really appreciate that. But I think we're good here. Yeah, I think the Skype method has worked.
It's fine.
You know, we might have some we might have some additional sounds that we wouldn't expect otherwise, ringings exactly. And things. But we'll
that's
be fine.
Part of the ambient nature of being in the studio and doing live radio. Free form, you might say.
Live radio and free form. That's what I like.
That's what we're doing.
So we can't exactly hang up
it's
on him,
not
but
for
we're
everyone.
Going to hang up now on Chris as we move on to the post-initial caller right now at 617-612-LOVE or via Skype at Belinda, BITTT.
617-612-5683, and you can be the post-initial call tonight here at the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
See, I think I'm only getting a visual because I turned off the sound.
Right.
So I have to... Oh, I guess I am getting a sound there.
Oh, it's like wow. Going to be a mini giant dance party every time.
We'll be working on this as the night goes on. Hello, you are the post-initial caller.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello, Bill. Vampire Bill.
I love the fact that it's been, you know, ever how many
it
years that it's been, and Bill's still there.
Does not matter.
That's part of the fun, is being able to remember these callers' voices.
That's right. But we should state that if we're talking about...
Yeah, put that guideline down.
If we're talking about guidelines, you can't just say, you know... hello and expect us to know. Sometimes we will, but you have to say at least 10 distinct words.
Distinct, not different. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes. You have to say 10 different words to us for us to be able to get at least a running guess at it. Because also, this goes back to the not weekly situation anymore, because...
Yeah, I should crank that up to 20 when they're only doing it once a year instead of every week.
Everything's madness now. We're not doing it every week. It's not the same, folks. We don't know. It's an outlier now. So it's different than it used to be.
I should.
What was that, Bill? I'm sorry.
The giggles are the same, so, you know, things never change.
Can't turn it off.
Neither of us.
And why would you?
There's no good reason.
No. That's the whole reason we do it.
But I love the new scene where everybody's got different connections mm-hmm. with the other listeners. They talk to each other all week long over there at Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. They talk to each other during the show about other material. It's such a different game.
You're just bringing people together. That's why.
That's all we ever tried to do. We were just trying to build community.
And I feel like we did that in a super magical way. And then the internet just took off without us.
I have to say, when I covered for Belinda, that was the thing, that we all came together and we all chatted and talked and just, it was a group. It reminded me of listening to records when you were growing up and somebody got an LP and said, oh, let's listen to this record. And that's what the show was like.
Yeah. That's
We're going to do it.
We have listening parties every week.
Yeah. It is a
listening
party.
I hate the fact that Facebook offers watching parties, but not listening parties. Mm-hmm. That irritates me. It's just a little thing.
We already know people want to watch.
And we're not going to let them.
But you can listen for nothing.
So, Billy, you're calling in from, South Bend? South Bend, Indiana? Is that correct? That's right?
Yep.
I feel like we should be reminding everybody where everybody's from now, since they're not all totally locals like they used to be way back in the day.
Well,
he was local back in the day.
I'm the Northern Indiana fan club of...
you're the president and exclusive member. You just got an upgrade, Bill.
And Bill, your post-initial entry tonight in Volume 4, Number 1 of the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib is a verb in the past tense.
Nice.
Verb in the past tense.
And if anybody really cares, these are actually all the same entries as Volume 3, Number 6.
Oh.
If you want to go back to the archives and figure it out.
I was wondering how you were going to pull it, actually, and figure it out.
It was the earliest one I still had on my laptop.
Right. Oh, the earliest. Sure.
It's ridiculous, I know. What was that?
Slept.
Not slut.
I've heard slut. And I was like, can you slut in the past?
I was like,
I mean, you could.
Well, she was a.
We've known these people. Well,
no
thanks
shaming.
A lot, Bill. And we are always happy to hear from you at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's a shame it's got to be a whole year before we hear your pretty voice again.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, night, Bill. Bye bye.
Merry Christmas.
617-612-5683. That's 617-612-LOVE. And you can be next.
I actually bought this phone number about 10 years ago on Skype.
Yeah.
And I used it for my consulting business.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
And there it is.
And I didn't realize I still had it. I'm paying for this every month.
I thought I was going to have to buy one really fast,
and here I am. Okay, it's the next caller right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
It's Saint Slade.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hi.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Yeah, you're going to hear all kinds of those crazy Skype noises tonight. My apologies to everyone. They're a little rude.
I was adding cat noises because, well, I woke her up.
I was really happy to see your cat with the Bob and Ray record tonight. Thank you very much for posting that.
Right.
And I'm down with Freddie, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., on wanting more and more cat photos with Bob and Ray records. Please. Thank you. Bring those on immediately.
I don't have a camera.
Okay, I'll look for more.
That doesn't mean you can't come up with photos.
One? That's true.
Hey, I see one.
Hey!
I see the album that Freddie had Claudia with.
There you go.
That'll be next up.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
Well, you're next right now, Saint Slade, so that all works out okay.
And hopefully Saint Slade has already realized that Jonathan Richman is going to be playing at the Ludlow Garage in Cincinnati coming up soon. So.
Oh, who? Jonathan Richman.
Yeah. I still haven't been in the new Ludlow garage. So, well, I wasn't in the old Ludlow garage because I was a baby. But yeah, go see him.
There you go.
Send our love, because there's a lot of love there. It was great.
Vacation day.
It was great when I got to see him here in Boston this year, because I came. It was the first time I'd gotten to go up and visit with him in 15, 20 years probably. But we've told the story a million times here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, how I used to get to drive him around in the Midwest when he would come to Cincinnati. I would then drive him to all the gigs within 100 miles of town,
right,
pretty much. And it was so.
And on
it
the
was,
way he would eat with gusto.
Damn, you bet. I had to vacuum that car. Vacuum, vacuum, vacuum. Oh, my God.
Oh, but, don't you wish you would have had one good trip with him in the taxi?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that have been great?
That would have been great.
Except he would have been in the back.
I know. Making a huge mess in the back of the taxi.
But it wouldn't have been as much fun, because he was great to talk to.
Yeah.
He was great to talk to Jonathan Richman in the car for all those hours. So that was a lot of fun. It was good to see him, and like that recognition when he like recognized who I was. It was a nice moment.
I should get tickets soon. You can get really close in that venue.
You can get really close in that venue.
I was wondering, you know, having not been there, I was wondering how it would be without any air conditioning on.
Right.
Since he does not allow air conditioning in his shows.
Stuffy.
Yeah.
Hot.
But it's going to be in the end of February, so it
that'll help.
Yeah.
That'll hopefully help. I don't know how he feels there about heat.
Right.
I've been there a couple times.
What?
And it's always
this heat?
Been cool.
It is in the basement, so.
Okay. I got to go there. I want to see this place.
All right, come. Let's
okay.
Do it.
Well, I'll try to get right on that.
Okay.
So, St. Slade, you are the next caller. Yes, that is correct. You are the next caller. And we need from you a part of a house.
A part.
A part of a house.
Yes.
Of a house.
There are many repetitive entries in the heap at Christmas Mad Lib.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of, you know, one of the fun parts.
Because it is originally a poem. So.
Root cellar.
Ooh. Aww. You're the best cat wrangler we ever had, St. Slade.
That's true. Living up to the name. I love it.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you.
617-612-5683. And you can clean up tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, she's keeping up on where we're at and everything.
Oh, I know. It's almost as if I've been doing this show for 18 years.
I know, but I find it very difficult, not doing it on paper. Without having the paper where I would make all the marks and stuff.
I know. You did like making the marks.
The marks made all the difference for me.
I know.
You know, marking which call was which.
Circling things.
I needed that.
I know. You are a creature of habit in a lot of good ways.
Aren't we all? In all of our own ways.
And this show brought out the best of that in both of us. As evidenced by the gigantic box of archives in your car.
That is correct.
Yep.
I've been here almost 20 years, and you guys are doing a better job than I have been.
It's not better.
It's
just different. That's right.
We all have our own ways.
I feel like, you know, we just had this part of the market where you don't find two ladies talking about the stuff we're talking about late at night on the radio. So, anywhere on the radio. So that's hard to keep up with, man. Don't knock yourself. Knock the gender politics of this world.
617-612-LOVE.
To clean up.
That's right. Or Skype us, Belinda, BITTT. That's Bubbles in the Think Tank to you and me.
Oh, BITTT.
So what we do clean up, then we do an intermission.
Then we do AI. Oh,
gosh, I haven't done anything AI in a year. I'm so overwhelmed.
It's after
intermission.
Or the artificial intelligence call. People like to interpret it both ways. If you want to do it, I'm fine.
But of course, K-Tuff brought that one to us as the biblical city of AI.
Yes.
And the middle two letters of WAI.
That's right.
So it had it going in a lot of different angles.
We like to be meta with things when it's available. If you can assign a lot of different levels of meanings to things, people are on board. Because then it makes it feel like their own. You can interpret it in whichever way you feel fit.
See, now every time nothing is happening here, I'm worried that it's my fault.
Right.
Since we're in this new technical space here. So let's once again say to be the cleanup caller, call us 617-612-LOVE. That's 5683. And we have the cleanup caller on the line here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Just the one gentleman.
Who's that?
Ladies.
That's what I said. Come on, you don't got the voice by now?
Yeah, it's Paul.
Yeah, there you go.
It's our spiritual advisor, the Swami Policy.
Hey, Swami.
One and only. Hey, Jen. What's happening?
You know, we're doing a little radio show. It's great.
We talked about you so many times today.
We did. You got name dropped a whole bunch today.
When we were having vegetarian dinner at Sassafras and having a Caesar salad, which you wouldn't have approved of, and then they started playing the Grateful Dead. How are we not going to say your name like six times?
Yeah, at least six times.
Oh well, man, I'm flattered. I hope there were good words you said about me.
Well, then we, of course, whenever we get together, we do like to do a fair piece of the reminiscence. And then we, you know, have been trying to keep track of how many years. So this is year six that we've been here for the Christmas Mad Lib. And I said the very first year we busted out the Ethiopian food with Polly.
That's right. I remember that.
We've done all kind. We had the big staff dinner at the.
We're all about pushing Paul's boundaries here, whether it's Ethiopian food, vegetarian Caesar salads, or just parallel parking in the North End.
Polly, how great was that parallel parking job? I feel like I need
you
to talk about
that. You can't make that.
Oh, I can make it. I can make it happen. I was so proud. That's my second most proud parallel parking job I've ever done. The first one was on a remarkably busy street in front of the line of people in Northern Kentucky waiting to get into the They Might Be Giants show. And when I got out of the car after parallel parking, I got a round of applause from everybody that was standing out in front of the theater because it was that amazing. It was, I don't even know what the science was behind it, but it was phenomenal. And all the nerds at the TMBG show.
Well, I wish there was video of it floating around somewhere.
There might be. So here we are at the cleanup caller, Polly. And that's you.
And this is just the perfect entry for Paul, I just have to say.
Excellent. I love when that lines up.
Not like every entry isn't perfect for Paul, but this one in particular. Paul, we need from you tonight a plural part of the body.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
The boys never know how to respond to that with us.
Exactly.
They're all like,
because you don't want to waste it. You want to make it count.
But you don't want to get hung up on
but
either.
You don't want to think about it too hard. Your first response is the best. Yeah.
That's right. That's also one of those little Mad Lib guidelines. Whatever you say first is it.
Yep. Because it goes down
no
in
backsies.
Ink.
No backsies.
No take backs.
Well, there could be only one, or should I say two answers to this. And that's going to be tits.
How can it not be?
I could say that in a WMFO. Can
you
I?
Can totally say that. Yeah. You know
then
the word.
I will.
You know the words
then,
you can't say.
And so George, it was.
George Collins said them.
Yeah, that ain't one of the seven. So I feel comfortable with my choice.
I am so glad that you do, Paul.
Likewise.
We're very comfortable with you as our spiritual advisor, as always.
Thanks, Swami.
We'll see. Oh, that's right. We will see, some of us, we will see Paul on Wednesday at the
19th
really?
Cavalcade for the Homeless.
The 19th annual Cavalcade for the Homeless, for the Somerville Homeless Coalition at Once Somerville.
Once.
Hosted by the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. More stars than are in the heavens, as though it were a Bubbles in the Think Tank's Stable of Stars or something, but, you know, it's not.
Mostly, some.
But
Venn diagram.
It'll be wonderful. It'll be wonderful. There'll be many people there. And it sounds like our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he will be in attendance as well, perhaps, if he can find a place to park. Otherwise, he's just going to turn around and drive back to Western Mass.
You know, I am with... I'm actually with Freddie on that one. Like, if I go somewhere and there's nowhere to park, nope, to hell.
Going home. See you later.
Is Freddie coming into town for that?
Sounds like it. Sounds right. like it.
He's so. Really coming in to see Claudia. Let's be real.
No, he's not going to see her because she's not coming to the show.
Oh,
I know. That's the saddest thing.
Kitty in a carrier.
Yeah, it'd be fun to bring her, though. So we'll see you Wednesday night, Paul. And it's time for us to go to intermission. So thank you very much, as always.
Well, thank you very much. Good night. Merry Christmas and all that stuff. And see you Wednesday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Night, Paul.
Bye.
All right. Like I said, time for intermission. Hopefully we won't have ringy dings in this. I think I've got that under control now. It's intermission here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The night before Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirring or showing his face. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone hoping they'd be getting their share. The kids were upstairs, asleep in their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus packs. I was dressed in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter snooze. Went out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, I jumped out of bed and yelled, "Hey, what's the matter?" I went to the window, opened the blind. Man, I thought I was losing my mind. My eyes were popping, cause what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer and a little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop he flew in his sleigh, with the red-nosed reindeer leading the way. A bundle of toys flung on his back. He had a whole toy store right in his sack. He was chubby and plump, a fat little elf. He's been eating regular, I said to myself. The wink of his eye soon gave me to know that he thought I was an okay Joe. He said not a word, but quick as a light, he filled all the stockings that there were in sight. I offered him a snack, he said, "Man alive, I would like to, but I got a long way to drive." Laying his finger on the side of his nose, like a helicopter up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and cracking his whip, off he went like a rocket ship. I heard him say as he flew from sight, "Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night."
617-612-5683. And you can be the AI caller tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank in the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
This is working out all right.
It's everything works out the way it's supposed to.
It's amazing how we manage this.
I didn't fix the phones.
That's okay.
The phones sometimes are working. That's for the best.
But the ladies are doing great.
You know, every... Hey.
They have... Overcome.
Everything shakes out the way
say,
it's supposed to.
I gotta say, after like trying to do it, you know, both ways last year, where,
yeah,
with
I've
the phone.
I've heard that about us. Oh wait, no, what are we talking about?
Wait, whoa, what?
Back up. What are we talking about?
It's.
I think I kind of like having both the phone and the Skype in the same spot. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I miss all the flashy ridiculousness of the phone ringing.
These are the craziest ringing phones ever.
Yeah, they are. But fun.
I feel like I'm going to have a little seizure sometimes when they're happening, but that's okay.
Is my flashy necklace?
I know.
I took off my.
I
think it's fading. I think I've gotten all the fun out of this necklace because it's like
it's done a lot of cavalcades.
It's
on that.
It's
battery
on the
pack.
Downswing, baby. Because I think it's got all the JF sparkle out of it that it can. The blue is just not even doing it anymore.
The ladies are flashing.
It's flashy, but it ain't flashy like it was flashy at the beginning of the flashy.
Still, all right, the AI call, 617-612-LOVE, that's 5683, or Belinda, or Skype us, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T. You know, there is the station Skype account, which I never think to use.
Oh, yeah, it's up here on some
Does
board.
Anybody use that? I don't know.
You never Not know. Me. I mean,
who knows? Not me.
The important part is we have a phone number that people can call.
That's right. And it's easy to remember because it's 617-612-LOVE.
Love. Exciting.
It's a good
new.
Number.
It
it's
is a good number.
That was a band name.
I can't believe I've been paying for that for all these years and totally forgot I had it.
But see, it was just sitting there waiting to fulfill its Skype destiny.
Oh, Skype.
Oh, hello.
Hey, it looks like we're doing
like
this
every
now.
Second I'm in the club for a minute and then I forget it goes away.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Yes.
This is Ethel Merman. I mean, Freddie Stockwell.
Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research.
Yeah, would you talk about your poll, please?
Oh, yes, there's a poll.
Talk about.
Tell us about the poll, Freddie.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry.
Syllabus.
I really have no idea what the technical ramifications of the decisions that we've made here are tonight.
we're winging it.
So we want you to talk about your poll.
I'd like to ask the fairy if she's met Claudia.
I haven't, because you know the sad part of this whole story. As many times as I've helped Belinda move across this country
with
back
cats.
And forth with cats, I am horrifically and painfully allergic to cats, Freddie. So it pains me greatly to not be around them, because I love cats. There's an entire show dedicated to me talking about getting a cat and naming it Winston Churchill. But I can't.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
No, it's okay.
Claudia did stare at her through the window tonight.
Oh, she saw the sparkle from outside. I waved. I was like, hello, new friend. And she was just like, what are you guys doing? Bring
Why are you leaving
something.
Me?
Bring me back something good. And then went about her business.
Yeah.
But I feel like I know her through all of your photographic journalism of her life thus far with Belinda.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Freddie wants to make sure everybody knows her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
I would be a cat person if it didn't make me want to claw my eyes out, Freddie. So that's all I can really say about that.
I'm sorry.
On the off chance that we go, I got the medicine in my bag ready to jam. So, right there.
Oh, that's good.
Got the Claudia backup package ready to jam. So,
good.
Anyway.
Good.
So, Freddie, you're here. And you're the AI caller tonight.
But I still want Freddie to talk about his poll.
Oh, yes, polling.
But I want to say hi to Freddie because I've only said hi in Facebook.
Oh, real life.
Oh,
voices.
Hi, Fred.
I like your show. I love your voice. I think it's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I keep my Boston accent, you know.
You don't pack it up.
No, I don't.
It's the real deal.
Exactly. Real deal, and I like to play real rock and roll.
Hey, there you go.
Freddie, talk about your poll.
I don't know if I need to be talking into the computer or the microphone or what. I just want him to talk about his poll.
I want to poll you. I'll poll you gently and firmly, but it needs to be done soon.
But where?
and the links are there. And Bob Cohen did a thorough job of putting this together.
All right.
Thank God, or otherwise I'd have to do some work.
Work? This is all fun. No
so if
work.
You would like to take the poll for the Radio Obituary Retrospective so that we know what Radio Obituaries to retrospect on December 29th, you need to go to bit.ly, bit.ly/2018obits with a capital O.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say.
I know you were. but I felt like because we're about to go all business, I had to jump in there in front of you.
Oh my goodness, all business.
It's time already because...
Talk about things we haven't done in a long time.
A year, mind you.
You're making that call early, but I know where we are, so you better do it.
That's right. So, Freddie, thank you very much for all of your hard work as a member of the Ever Embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank all year long. But now we need from you as your as you what?
I said it's all. Go ahead.
Your AI entry is a plural animal.
Plural animal. Yeah, I really want to call these questions.
Doesn't plural everyone? Everyone wants Polly's entry.
Hey.
I would say koalas.
Ooh, with the koala all-important ka sound. Comedy ka.
Thank you, Freddie.
Thanks, Freddie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, kids.
617-612-LOVE. That's 5683 to be in the Smad Lip game. Or Skype us.
Belinda, B-I-T-T-T.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's what I do for you here. Say the things when you've already said the things sometimes.
Well, they gotta be said.
I know.
Lots.
What else can we
because
say?
Because repetition is the key to comedy?
Damn it!
I'm just sitting here.
You know, one of the things I like to point out is that January Fairy and I did not know each other before she rolled into the studio.
That's
at
right. Yep.
And that's part of the wonder of Bubbles in the Think Tank is that most of these people.
Yeah.
There's a handful, but most of the people involved with the program had no clue who they were until I got on the air. And they showed up.
Yeah.
Online, on air, in the studio, whatever it was. Not a clue who these people were.
No.
I could have had any number of axe murderers in there. And I think I had a couple.
Well, I was going to say, let's not say that we didn't go down that
path. I'm not going to say that. I know I had some.
Exclusively, but not.
617-612-5683. That's L-O-V-E. Or Skype us, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T, to be in this Mad Lib game. We are going to all business.
All business. That's right. I take care of business.
We still have to have that discussion about radio.
That's right. Chris and I have been talking about, you know, taking over the Boston radio situation for years.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What can we do to make radio better?
We're doing it right now. I mean, I don't.
That's called my life's work, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'd like to go back 40 years ago and just go back to freeform radio for everybody.
617-612-5683. That's L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E.
Or Skype us, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T. And get in this Mad Lib game.
You want to.
I know you do. I know you're there.
I love it. I still know what my ultimate entry was the year that I was not in.
I don't know how I ever got that Incas in there.
Right.
But I did finally get it in there.
I know how you got it in there. I'm not going to say that I structured it as such.
But I don't know how you could have.
But I did.
Okay.
But I didn't. It wasn't intentional. I just made no one else call so you could.
Was that what
during
happened?
That time.
I couldn't remember how that all went
down.
Because
you built up that entry.
For years.
For years.
Maybe
years
even before you came in.
Oh, for sure. That one had been in the pocket for a long time.
Because I never got to give words.
I know. Me either.
That was like the only time I ever got to give a word in the Christmas Mad Lib, except for the year before I started.
That's right.
I don't know how that works.
There's something else that I would like to show up in the Christmas Mad Lib, but I'm not going to.
But you can't.
I'm not going to tip my hat.
No.
I'm not going to do it. But people know. And it made Belinda laugh and cry so hard that she could not continue, and I had to read the Mad Lib one year. It was that good. The thing happened exactly as it was supposed to, with a caller. Just everything lined up.
I'm going to have to...
As it should have.
Talk to them and bring it up next year.
617-612-LOVE-5683, or Skype us Belinda, B-I-T-T-T.
That's right.
We're going to have to open it up for repeat calls at this time.
That's
because
fine.
Because we are all business. And
we have things to do.
We got to get out before James gets here with a radio
That's
show.
That's right. Other people are also going. I wish it was just the Belinda and JF show all the time. Even on
more
the
than
air
it already is.
Even on the air all the time, I guess is how I should have said it.
I'm very lucky to have found my best friend through this radio show.
Oh, I love
That's
you. Don't
I
make
like
me
say.
Cry.
I'm sorry.
Christmas.
I'm not trying to make you cry, but we have a caller. We have a caller
zero.
On the line.
It
I
takes
know.
Almost zero.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm back.
You're back, Bill. Thank you very much.
I just need to go take a minute because she's going
to... No, I'm not doing anything else now because Bill. Because it's now time to ask Bill for the name of a celebrity.
A celebrity.
Bill understands all business.
He does. Get...
Been there, done that.
Done.
Little Wayne.
What was that?
Little Wayne?
You wanted a celebrity, right?
A Little Wayne? Well, I'll take that then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We all know how we all felt about it. It was fine. You still did it.
First thing that came to my mind.
That's right.
Hey, you know,
first
instinct's the best. It's better than whoever it was who gave the celebrity of Santa Claus that one year.
Oh.
Because really... Would
Come
you
on.
Really give celebrity Santa Claus?
He
in
is
the,
a celebrity.
But would you really do that,
Belinda,
in a visit
it is
from
not,
St. Nicholas?
It
Come
is
on.
Not our place to judge.
But I do.
Who was that?
Oh, my God, with no hesitation.
Who was that? Come on.
Oh, we don't name names as to who gave the entry. If that person is out there, they know who they are. Thanks a lot, Bill. Oh. We got to move.
Take care, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, get that next call going.
617-612-5683. That is 617-612-LOVE. To be part of this evening's Mad Lib game, or you can also Skype us, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T. And we are all business because other people are going to be coming in and doing a little bit of radio action after us. So Belinda and I need to take our flashy lights and our other business.
Since when did students actually started showing up to do the show?
Telling you.
The kids last year were super psyched. They thought the show was hilarious.
And
they loved the Mad Lib. They all stood out there and watched the read back. It was great. Everybody was really on board. So.
Oh, gosh, I forgot to do that. Oh, that's why the music's not playing because of that.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Hi, who is this?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
And you are? Your name?
This is Big Mike.
Oh, hi, Big Mike. How are you doing?
We couldn't really hear you there, Big Mike.
You were being so quiet.
Oh, no, I'm way behind on the...
And I don't know if you were pretending like you don't remember the 10 word guideline
hello?
Or what.
Hello?
I said hello. They should know who I am. I'm
said
Big
hello.
Mike.
I said hello practically 5 times.
I know Big Mike knows better. Well, hello, Big Mike. It is so good to have
you
here.
Can you hear me better, Jim?
Yes, much better. Thank you so much.
Well, okay, welcome, good. Big Mike, to the Christmas Mad Lib, Volume 4, Number 1. Is that what's going on today?
That's what's going on.
That's how it's all shaken loose. And since we're all business, I have something else amazing to tell you, Big Mike. Guess what?
Oh, what?
You're the weasel.
Which confuses everybody in the obits because I think I'm making some sort of judgment call
no.
about the obits. But no, it's just the fifth to the last when
fifth
there are
the
at least
call.
Nine.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Why don't people understand this?
There are lots of named calls.
Mike, it's hard for me, so it's you know, it is.
I wrote up all the pieces of the obits for the subs this summer.
Again, where It's the Bubbles in the Think Tank Wikipedia page.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's what
but,
I need.
But next year, of course, next time this happens where I have to have all these people sub, I'm going to be like, okay, no cause of death, no dates. Stop it. Just talk about the person. Stop it. No cause of death. Didn't like the cause of death this year.
I thought we were talking about the mad Belinda. Getting all derailed. I think the weasel call is the fifth call from the end.
That and hot names. Everybody that died had hot names.
You were the best on them, though, because you gave it your all.
I did.
I loved it. I loved it every single time you were working on 4 and 0 bits. It was the best. I loved it. I just love them. I love them 100%.
Thank you.
Well, Big Mike, I know you're not getting a word in edgewise here, but we really got to move here. So we need a verb ending in ing as your weasel entry.
Verb ending in ing.
Yes.
A gerund, you might say.
You might.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a gerund.
Frequently, but not exclusively.
Exactly.
Remember, there's never no 7-second rule here.
careening.
Ooh.
Ha ha. Ka.
Nice one. I can always rely on you, Big Mike.
Thanks, Big Mike.
We'll talk to you next year or to later tonight.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
617-612-5683, and you can be pre-ante penultimate tonight.
And we gotta get this going, people.
Yeah, we got to move. Because it's a long read back.
Because nobody expects for me to go late because of this stuff around here.
No, we got
to
jam.
That's
right now.
Right.
Pre-ante penultimate, all business. Tonight, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank in the Christmas Math Lab.
617-612-LOVE.
Repeat callers are okay. We've lifted the ban.
We're going for it.
So, if you can get in while you can.
You only get one shot a year here, people.
Bless Brian Eno. What the hell are we listening to? I love it.
It's nice. I think you made a great choice.
It's really good. I'm happy about it. I'm going to take a picture of this hideous cover, too.
That's a good choice, too.
Yeah.
617-612-LOVE. That's 5683. Or Skype us, Belinda, B-I-T-T-T, as soon as humanly possible, to be pre and penultimate.
Yeah, we got things.
Because James is going to get in here, and he's going
to
kick me out.
And then no readback. What are you going to do?
Fix it in post?
I don't
think so.
We'll clean it all up in post. Everything will be fine.
Pre-ant penultimate, hello. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Oh, I guess I gotta say something so you can figure out who it is.
Something.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, we don't take that something business. Yeah, we don't take that very well.
All right. I'll turn over all the cards. It's Bob Cohen.
Yay, Bob.
Hey,
you made it home in time. Thanks for being our pre-antepenultimate caller. We need an adjective from you. You are a wonderful director of minutia. I will say that while you're thinking. So much more than an intern. Even though some people call you that sometimes, you're no intern.
Who would say so?
I figure anything I can do to let Freddie do the creative part of being the titular head. And
we all appreciate it.
My word is crapulent.
Crapulent?
Yes.
Yes, with authority, says Bob.
As Bob says things.
All right.
With authority. Thanks a lot, Bob. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
617-612-5683.
Because you know I'm still struggling.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm here for you. And you can be anti-penultimate via poo entry.
Poo?
Apu. Not poo. That's next.
Not poo.
Apu. Anti-penultimate. Tonight, all business here at the Christmas Manor.
That's right. Not Todd's working tonight.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. Boo, working's for suckers.
617-612-5683. I like the fact that our phone number is love.
Aww.
Hello, you're what did I say?
Anti-penultimate.
It's a penultimate call. Hello.
Hi.
It's Saint Slade
again.
Welcome
back, Saint Slade.
Saint Slade, your aunt's penultimate entry is a food.
Gazpacho.
Ooh.
Bring it now, please.
Gazpacho.
Thank you, Saint Slade.
Thanks, Saint Slade.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 617-612-5683. You can be penultimate tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So whoever that was that just called and timed out,
Now
is the time to call again. There we go. Hello, it's the penultimate caller on the line.
Cool, this is Tom. I'm in the other room.
Welcome, Tom.
Tom says, I'd like to go home now.
This is Tom's amazingly maiden entry
to
the Mad Lib game.
Well, this call will be a window into Tom's soul.
That's right. You only get one chance to be first.
Well, Tom, your maiden entry and the penultimate call here, or the penultimate entry in the Heap at Christmas Mad Lib, is a gesture.
A gesture?